So something super traumatic happened to me.
Of course it did. This happens every single week. I feel like you have a traumatic story every single week.
But I keep waiting for it not to phase me. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, of course I'm ready. So, I don't know if they're ready.
No, no one's ready. I wasn't ready. Okay, so I was at a wedding and I was talking to a friend and something flew and like landed.
Wait, the wedding this past weekend?
Yeah.
I was there.
I know, but you weren't with me.
Oh, where was I?
Ashley, don't interrupt me.
I'm so sorry. Continue with the story.
So I was at a wedding and something flew and landed in my eyelashes. And my friend I was talking to had this look of horror. And so I, of course, started freaking out. So then I was like.
In your eye. But like what is.
Let me finish your story.
I'm trying to picture something.
Something flew, hit me in the eyelashes.
Okay.
And was stuck in there. Uh-huh. My friend looked horrified. I said, what is it? She pulled it out. It was two bugs with their butts attached having happy time in my eyelashes.
What kind of bugs?
Does it matter?
They must have been small. I mean, like, how big were they if they were on your lashes?
It's not funny.
Could you feel
Stop,
movement?
I'm not okay.
Could you feel your eyelashes moving?
I'm done.
Oh, that's it.
God,
that's so gross. I was at that same wedding too.
Yeah, you were.
And I missed the whole bug situation, and sex situation.
I know.
However, I was there, and I'm very proud of myself because I danced.
Yeah, you did.
And for all of you guys, because you have not seen me dance. Just to clarify, most people don't see me dance.
No.
It's kind of a rare thing, and I have to feel like very comfortable. I have to be having a really good time.
Yeah.
In order to like actually let loose.
Yes.
I'm not talking about like a bob like back and forth, which I can, you know, is what I normally do. That's like my go-to. But like I really danced, and I was really proud of myself. However, I was in a lot of pain. Because I decided to like actually dance, my back was really hurting and I felt it that night and the next morning.
Are you going to explain why?
Because.
Okay. I was like, okay, you're missing like the best part.
So the backstory is on Friday, this last Friday, I had a really traumatic moment where I was carrying a suitcase. I feel like I'm never home, so I always have a suitcase in my room that needs to be unpacked and put away. Like it's just it is. A duffel bag, a suitcase, something, or like even a bag from a shoot with like three outfits in it that I need to like empty and put away. And that's always the case. So I was in like a funk on Friday, and I was like, I really need to clean. So I have an empty suitcase in one hand, a bunch of clothes, and like a water bottle, and then another bag. Like a duffel bag in my other hand. And I'm going from my room downstairs to where like we put all our luggage. And I'm wearing fuzzy socks. I'm always cold. We have hardwood floors. I'm wearing fuzzy socks. I'm going down the stairs, which are also hardwood floors. And like an 80-year-old woman, like a grandma, I slipped. And I legitimately fell down the stairs like an old woman. I fell backwards and I for sure bruised my spine. Like, I for sure bruised it.
I can attest I've seen it. It's bad.
It hurt so bad. My elbow's all, like, bent out of shape. And then my lower back is still, like, I'm touching it right now. It's still so tender.
I don't
know how it happened, but it was really rough.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a limp on Friday. I couldn't sit up straight all the way. And then so Saturday we're at the wedding and I start having so much fun. And then every once in a while I would do this movement and I'd be like, oh, I can't move. It was really rough, but the wedding was so great. Kennedy, we love you.
Congrats. We love you, Ken.
To you and Adam. It was a wonderful time. It was beautiful and you were beautiful.
It's funny, like the older you get, like when you fall, it's so unnerving. Like when you're little, like I work with little kids.
Yeah.
They fall. You can like look at them and they'll just be like, ugh. It's just a fall, right? Like they fall. Like,
they're so used to it.
Yeah.
All the bodies are so limber too.
Yes.
So they can handle it.
And then there's certain falls though that are like tied to your like, I'm an old woman, like falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
I fell in the freaking bath.
Oh my God.
One time.
That's dangerous.
First of all, I ripped the shower curtain down and my back hit the like faucet.
No.
And I remember, like, I was, like, screaming because it, like, hurt. And then I started laughing so hard I was crying. So I was crying from, like, pain and because I was, like, I just fell in the shower.
And like, then you're just, like, sopping wet from the shower anyways.
So and my roommates are outside, like, are you okay? And I was, like, no.
The funny thing is, Alicia and her videographer were downstairs. And I was in, like, a funk that day anyways. So the second I felt myself want to cry, and they heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, what happened? I was like, no, it's fine. I just dropped my suitcase. I completely lied. Ended up having to tell them later.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I talk about it, like, I'm going to cry.
As you're like,
I
don't army crawling cry. Past the kitchen. Just like,
I was like, I don't want to deal with these emotions. They're too much right now. I'm just going to like say that I'm fine. And I did. Yeah. And then like later on it was fine. But anyways, I lied about it. And I'm not really sure like why I did that.
You're probably like,
I was probably like a little bit embarrassed, a little bit like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I feel you.
So that's how that went down.
I have this sickness where I laugh hysterically when I see people get hurt, but it's like a serious issue. I used to get in trouble all the time when I was younger because it's been since I was little.
Well, I could just see you like on the playground with kids and someone falls and you laugh and the teacher's like, that's not nice.
It's not funny. Yeah. And I don't mean to. And it's almost like, it's like a nervous laugh almost. Or like, did you ever like when you're getting in trouble, right? And your dad's like, blah, 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 like telling you all this stuff. And then all of a sudden you feel yourself start to laugh and you're like, are you trying to get us killed? Keep it together.
See, I've never been like that because my dad, it's very rare for him to be upset at me. So when he was, it was a big deal.
Sweetest.
My mom and I feel like me and her fought most of the time.
Yeah.
My dad is like the chillest. Yeah. The chillest. So if I got him upset, it was a very serious matter.
Oh, I can see that,
so I never really like laughed at them. But I could just see you laughing at your
it's
dad.
So bad.
That would not be okay.
I think it's like a nervous thing because there was a time at a funeral where I started laughing hysterically. I had to bend over and I was like in the pew, just like head between my knees, like crying, laughing, and I could not physically stop. And I had so many people come up to me after and be like, are you okay? Because they thought I was crying.
Right,
which is fine.
They thought you were an emotional wreck. Yeah. Inside you're just like trying to
just,
not
like,
be
you're going to hell. What is wrong with you?
That's terrible.
Well, I'm sorry you fell.
Oh my God, me too. I'm going to go see a chiropractor on Thursday, I think, or Friday, sometime this week.
Yeah.
Just to make sure everything's okay.
R.I.P. spinal cord.
R.I.P. It's not okay. But I worked out yesterday, and it held up okay. So I'm not in too much pain anymore.
I just don't work out.
That's it. Okay. End of story.
So should we get into some stories?
Absolutely. I'm really excited for our stories today. It's going to be a good time.
Me too. I picked this one because I feel like, well, I feel like you'll touch on it too, but I feel like I really just like connected with this person.
Mm-hmm. Which I feel like is how both of us are going about picking emails.
Yeah. Like, mine are all the like weird, single, awkward.
I'm like, so if that's you, please email us.
People who fart on people. Like, those are my I'm drawn to.
If you got stories like that, just put
two Taryn
in the subject.
To the awkward one. Because you're even more of a hot mess than I am. Her subject line was, I'm 21 but still single? Question mark. I was like, but are you?
But are you?
I'm confused. It's
a question? Yes. We're not sure?
I'm so sorry if I mispronounce your name. She said, hey, Taryn. Oh, hey, Ash. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Anyways. Hey, Ashley and Taryn. My name is, I think it's Leanne. Oh, well. Lyanne.
Okay. We'll go with that. She won't take it personally.
It's beautiful.
I feel like we're going to come across this a lot in the future. Oh,
yeah.
So,
I'm excited to hear about your guys' podcast and that you're letting listeners actually send stories or questions to see if you're able to give advice.
Ooh.
We love it too.
Ooh.
I will say, like, there's something about, like, last night, me and Ashley were, like, FaceTiming each other and just kind of, like, scrolling through the emails. We have this, like, savage system where, like, we both have the passwords to it, but, like, we'll go on and try to, like, snag stories before, like, the other one gets it.
Well, I feel like that's fair because if you, like, see it first, then it should be yours.
Totally.
But the whole thing is, like, you have to see it first.
So I know.
It's like this race.
Yeah. And there's been like, I'm super overwhelmed with the number that
there's
of
a
people
lot.
Sending in stuff.
There's a lot.
And it's like, it's hard for me on one hand because I'm the type of person who's like, I want to fix everything. Mm-hmm. But like, we only read like 2 a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is a little hard. So
it is a little difficult.
If we don't get to you, we love you still.
And we're still going to try.
We're going to try, but you can also listen to other people's things and it might relate to you.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Okay. Anyways, side note. Okay. Well, I don't think it's a question or a problem, but I just turned 21. 21. It's a good age. Last month, and I'm still single. I haven't even had my first kiss yet, and I was wondering if you guys thought it's normal. I'm going to stop you right here. What is normal?
There is no normal.
There is no normal.
That's the problem. Society makes us think that there is this standard. Look at me going on a tangent. And the truth is there is no standard. Like we make it in our heads that you have to like do all these things by a certain time, but like everyone's different. Yeah. You can't do that. What if there's no cute guy options? What if you don't have an option?
Girl.
Well, no, you don't want to kiss that.
No, well, and freaking there's people like Charlie Hunnam and Harry Styles. That's like, that just totally like solidifies my range. Like this bad biker guy and then freaking like curly longer hair than I am. Anyways, so I really, honestly, I hate the word normal.
Yeah.
Like that word irks me so much because I feel like that is like the stem of so many issues. I think we wouldn't have insecurities, we wouldn't have comparison, we wouldn't have anything if this whole idea of that in every area of life there's a norm, and then if you don't fit into that, then that means something is wrong with you, or like you don't have a piece to complete your own puzzle. You know what I mean? So I just first want to start with that. There is no normal. No person is the same, so expectations should not be the same. If you aren't dating someone and someone else is dating before you, that doesn't mean that they have it all together. I can totally attest to that because I am still very, very single. And, you know, I've seen friends of mine get married. Like, honestly, some of my friends got married almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That ages me.
Yeah, I had friends that got married right out of high school.
Yeah, like right out of high school. And I remember watching them and being like, oh my gosh, like that's what I want. They're getting married young. They're having kids young. And some of them were like miserable during the process, you know?
Yeah.
Because you jump into stuff because you have this idea, like I want to be married or I have to be in a relationship to have value. And then you haven't even grown into like who you are as an individual. You know what I mean?
Well, the truth is, at least for me, I feel like I went through like 3 major changes between graduating high school and today.
Yeah.
Like 3 major changes that if I was dating someone seriously or married to someone seriously in the beginning, I bet they wouldn't have stuck around because I'm a different person now than I was
then. Well, they say that between the ages of 18 and 25 is like the biggest
That's where my
shift.
Biggest ones were. I would say I had 2 major changes then and then like maybe 1 major change now. But like
totally
significant changes.
Yeah. That's when I've only had 1 boyfriend and that was when we dated. It was like I think I was like 19 or 20 to about like 23 or 24. And so it was rough. And the thing that also was hard for me is because I was dating someone in those crucial years. When we broke up, I feel like I had to start over again.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a very hard process because like I had kind of formed into this like insecure poor little meatball and honestly I think about my younger self all the time and I just want to hug her.
She went through a lot little meatball.
Honey. So it's like I like formed into this insecure person when I was like in those forming years. So like to get out of that was really hard because I was already like older and trying to like start fresh.
Yeah.
Anyways, so there is no normal. You got to focus on like yourself and where you're at in your life, and that's it. As far as having a first kiss, I didn't have my – well, I was a late bloomer and a lot, but I didn't have my first kiss till I think I was 18, and it was a horrible experience. I don't know why I thought kissing was different, the way it looked than how it felt.
Yeah.
But when he went to kiss me – I've never in my life spit laughed.
Oh, shoot.
And I decided while another human being's lips were attached to mine, it would be a good time to try that out for the first time. And he pulled away and was like, why are you laughing? And I was like, I don't know. Let's try
and
again. And then I did it again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him a little bit because he probably took that fine. A little personally. No,
he's fine.
Oh, he's fine.
Let's move on.
Well, my first kiss, I had like a very innocent like childhood first kiss that I like
little
to
peck.
I like to say was my first kiss because my real first kiss when I was 19 sucked. It was like the actual
yours
worst.
Was 19.
Yeah, mine was 19.
Aww.
But like, I feel like most of them suck.
Yeah.
So, I mean. If you're 21 and you haven't kissed anyone yet, you're fine.
Yeah.
Because, I feel like most people don't kiss anyone until around that age anyways.
Yeah. And, like, now that you're older, whoever you do kiss probably has kissed people.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can kind of just, like,
you'll
sit
have
back.
An epic first kiss.
Yeah, and just don't try to lead. Like,
you
let them
lead.
You
won't regret yours like us, you know? Like, maybe
you
yours is going to be
in
fantastic.
Another human being's mouth twice.
Yeah, ew.
Let me reiterate. Twice.
So yeah. Gross.
So I don't think you need to stress about that. Honestly, like, the older you are, the more set in who you are just means that you're probably going to have, like, a healthier experience anyways.
Yeah.
What I always say, too, like, because, you know, I always get people being like, oh, my God, Taryn, this is the word. This is, like, the most backhanded but, like,
your voice.
Great compliment. It's because I'm annoyed. This is when I'm like,
oh, my God, Taryn.
Just
got so nasally so fast.
When people are like, oh, Taryn, you're so cool and you're so pretty. Like, how are you single? You're like, Brenda, get off my back. Okay? I know I'm cool. Okay?
It's anyways. Like, it really is the weirdest, like, backhanded
yes.
compliment where it's like, I know.
Thank you for
why,
saying
and
that.
And then also, why are you saying it that way?
Yeah.
Like, why is there so much sass and undertone to the compliment?
But I guess it's a lot better than you being like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not dating anyone. And people are like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Not surprising.
I see that.
Yeah. But I always say, I don't even know. I'm all over the place today, but hopefully this is making sense
I'm
to you.
I'm keeping up.
Thank
I'm sure
you.
They are to you.
I think the main thing is if you are fully just, like, living for yourself, living, like, bettering yourself, getting yourself healthy, I think what people don't realize is that if you're not a healthy single person, you're not going to be a healthy relationship person.
Yeah.
Like, they don't go together.
Yeah.
And so the more time that you're single, if you're really, really using that time to, like, make sure you've dealt with any past hurts you have, family issues you've had, you know, like, you're getting your life together, you're getting disciplined in areas that matter to you, the more that you dedicate to that, your time waiting for someone isn't going to be necessarily waiting. It's
yeah.
like time that you're bettering yourself. And then when you meet someone, you don't have to just choke on my spit so hard.
Dang, I couldn't figure out. You were on a roll. I couldn't figure
I
out what happened.
I swallowed my tongue. I felt like, I don't know what happened. But
passion turned deadly.
Okay. But you know what I mean? Like,
no,
it's
I fully
not,
get
it's
it.
Like you're being productive with your time. So then
yeah.
when you start dating, it's like, okay, now I'm this healthy person. Like, let's have fun in this and let's not have to like wade through all this mud together. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. And on that note, 21 is a great year to be alive.
Yeah.
And I would hate for you to miss out on all of the fun things that happen
yeah.
at that age because you're so focused on the fact that you're single and you haven't dated anyone.
Yeah.
Like, go out with your friends. Go have fun. Like, have adventures.
Yeah.
You have so much, like, you have a huge future in front of you, and that is a great year to start, like, working towards it.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things you could do at that year that most people would love to go
oh,
back
totally.
And be able to focus on,
yeah.
but they didn't because they were dating someone or
yeah.
they had a serious relationship or something came up, you know?
Totally.
The fact that you are free right now to do whatever you want is actually a huge blessing.
Yeah.
And I would say be smart and be wise and, like, jump on the opportunity to live your best 20-year-old life.
Yeah.
21-year-old life. And then, like, when he comes around, he'll come around.
Yeah. And don't apologize for
mm-hmm.
being single. I
mm-hmm.
hate when I hear that. Like, girls are like, oh, I'm single. I'm not. It's like, no,
yeah.
own it. Like, you're single. I mean, really, realistically, if I didn't want to be single, I could find someone.
No one has to be single.
I could find someone.
We definitely want standards, but like,
yes.
The truth is, like, it's a choice. And
yeah, you got to like hold out for the person that's worth it and not someone who's like
going to
just be around.
There.
We don't want them.
Mm-mm.
I got hit on one time. Can I tell you about like my best hit on experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you ask me for permission? Yeah.
Actually, is this okay? So I was with two friends, a guy and a girl, and mm-hmm. I was like in the middle. But this guy came up, and unfortunately, this is what sucks. All of like my best, like that line was great. Like you made me feel so cool. Like, why are they always weird?
I don't know.
I don't know. First of all, he's wearing an Angels hat, which is fine, but, like, I'm more of a Dodgers fan.
That is a problem, though.
So I was like, this is, like, forbidden romance. But anyways, so he walks up to my table. He first addresses the guy because he thought we were together.
Uh-huh.
It was my friend Sam. You know Sam.
I know Sam.
So he goes, hey, man, I'm so sorry, and I'm not trying to disrespect you at all. He's like, but I just have to tell you. And then he turns to me. He's like, you are the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God.
I couldn't, I've been just watching you from across the room. Like, I couldn't leave tonight without telling you. And he turned to Sam again and was like, I'm so sorry, man. Like, no disrespect. Like,
oh my God.
You're so lucky. Like, Sheba. And I was like blown away because usually guys don't even have the guts to like
the
hold eye contact.
To walk up and say yes. that to a girl with a
right?
guy. That's funny. But you guys weren't.
We weren't
a
dating.
Couple.
No.
Yeah.
But he didn't know that, but I just kind of just, I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
And then he just walked away. Yeah. But it was funny because then my girlfriend.
I would have just chased him. I don't know this guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Take me.
Yeah. No, but he was like, I wasn't really interested, but it was like the sweetest thing.
It's unreal.
And that is so unrelated.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place today.
It's okay. It's a great
coffee.
Story. I was fully in that.
Yeah.
Break?
Yeah. Oh, but all this to say, we support you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pressure yourself. Just be patient. Mm-hmm. Be thinking what you can do for yourself. Be thinking of who you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And have fun.
Yeah.
21-year-old.
Yes.
Have fun.
Yes. Have fun.
Have fun. Yeah. Enjoy okay. life. Okay.
All right.
Break.
Yes, let's break.
And then my story.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Hey guys, we just wanted to take a minute to say thank you.
We love you guys so much. We love our little fam that we have on here. Mm-hmm. It would mean the world to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Get the word out there.
Yes.
Tell your mom. Tell your
share
cousin.
The love.
Tell your second cousin. Everyone needs advice. So just put it out there.
Just do it.
And yeah, that's all we had to say. So let's get back to the show.
Yup.
And we are back from our break.
It
was a fun break. We just kind of sat here and did nothing, but it was great.
Drink more coffee.
We do want to go ahead. Before I start my story, I want to go ahead and say thank you guys so much for all of your emails.
Yes.
We have so many. We got so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
There's so many to go through, but we're very much looking forward to quality time together
Yes. On
our laptops reading all of your guys' emails. So if you haven't sent in an email yet, be sure to do that. It is unsolicitedpod@gmail.com. Look at
Good
me.
Job.
I got it right. I'm
you
so
only
proud
had, like,
of myself.
A brief pause. I'm proud of you.
I also wanted to go ahead and clarify that is the only email address that you'll be sending emails to. I have gotten a few on my personal.
Oh, you
and
did.
I've also gotten a few on my work email, which I'm not sure, you know.
Or
I don't know how
DM.
I don't know how you got my personal, and I don't know. I understand the work one, but
gosh.
I'm going to post about this also just to clarify, but yeah, it is only the unsolicited email that you should be sending emails to.
Yes.
I will take those emails that I have gotten and put them into the unsolicited category, but
don't
yeah.
reward them.
Don't
I
just
them.
Want to let
I'm
you
just
know
kidding.
The one email. That's all we got. That's all we're going to use. So please send them there. And yeah, we look forward to getting your guys' emails.
Yeah.
And
It doesn't have to just like it can be advice stuff, but also, like, if you guys want to tell us, like, weird stories or just, like, weird things you've heard of or whatever, like, we love that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah. Also, like, like, the email that I pulled today is a little more on the serious note. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you guys send us funny stories or just weird situations, I would love to, like, wrap up with that.
So we don't just leave them,
so
like,
we don't leave them on, like, a serious, like, okay, you know, that was nice. But, like, you know, what if it's a little more, you know,
yeah,
serious focus? Something fun to wrap it up with would be fun. So, yeah, if you guys have those, please send them, because we'll take them. We love a good laugh.
The sky is the limit.
Yeah. And we'd love to end on a positive note.
Just
anyways.
Don't disturb us.
Please.
Censor yourselves.
Please. Okay. So the email that I brought today is from Anonymous. Mm. And it is titled Mental Health, Not Thriving, which I've been there.
Oh, we've all been there.
Taryn's been there.
Yeah, we've
all like
been
everyone's
there.
Been there at least once.
I was there like 2 hours ago,
there,
to be
not
honest.
Too long ago. So I feel you on this one. But yes, she says, hey, Ashley and Taryn. I absolutely love y'all, and I'm so excited for the future of this podcast. Thanks, Anonymous.
Thanks, Anonymous.
You're so sweet. That means the world to us. And, can't wait for more episodes for you guys to listen to. Anyways, continuing on with the email.
On it.
She says, my story. It is currently my senior year of high school. Yay, class of 2019. Hey, girl, get it. She says, and I feel like I'm at the lowest point in my life. Each year has been challenging, but in the academic sense. Coming into the last year of high school, I have been super eager to graduate and move on, but I have felt held back by my mental state. I often joke about being awkward and having no friends, but it recently hit me that that is the awful truth. I feel like I lost all of my friends. I would describe myself as pretty outgoing, as I love to talk and be social in events. However, since some people that I knew from last year have moved on in college, it has been so hard for me to be excited. One of my best friends drifted from me, and I feel as if she stabbed me in the back because she always posts pictures with the titles like BFF or and me with my sister of pictures of her and this new girl, that's her new best friend, all over social media. I have acquaintances, but I don't have that close relationship sister bond anymore. I often feel like no one is there to support me, and it has been so hard for me to have confidence as I go into my everyday school life. Is there any advice that you have for moving on and loving yourself, as I feel like you guys have probably dealt with these same issues in high school or later on in your life? She says, she wraps it up by saying, thank you so much for everything you do. And because of this podcast, I am so excited to listen to every single episode in my car and in bed during the late nights. Best wishes.
Ooh, that was heavy.
I was really silent.
And I'm never silent.
I know. Well,
first, thank you. That was
first,
very
thank
raw.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you for being open. I guarantee you everyone listening has been through something like this before in the past. I actually, like, the reason I chose this one is because I went through something extremely similar. When I was in high school, I was my junior year of high school, all my closer friends were seniors. So my senior year was really rough because my best friend was a year older than me at the time. So not only was she gone, but so was like my closer group of friends, mm-hmm. because a group of her friends that she hung out with all the time, I hung out with too. And I still had friends in my year, like my grade, but we weren't that close, you know? So my senior year was actually very rough, and I feel like I had lunches by myself, and I did sit around a couple times. I remember specifically, like, by myself thinking, like, I have no one to go sit with, you know? And that was a really weird, hard adjustment for me. And because of that, I remember not enjoying my senior year for most of the year. I actually really struggled with, I think I mentally, because of not having like super close friends, I think I mentally checked out of high school way before the rest of my friends did.
Well, because there's such a social aspect when it comes to anything. Like, even at work, like, you can't, when you go somewhere and if you don't have that poured in at all in your day, it becomes very like lonely and isolating, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like I had multiple out-of-body experiences where my senior year as a group was celebrating and doing these weird parties and doing weird senior pranks. And I was having a hard time like enjoying it and having fun because I did not want to be there because I really never clicked with the other kids in my class.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do think to a degree I've always been a little more, like, this sounds so weird, but like I've always felt like I've been a little more mature than the people my age anyways. Not today anymore. I feel like people my age, you know, but like in high school, I feel like I acted a lot older than
there's
I actually was, you know. So I had a really hard time my senior year. It sucked. I had a hard time with grades because I didn't want to be there. And I had a hard time with friends because I didn't want to be there. I didn't really enjoy any of those things. So I just wanted to throw that out there to let you know that you're not alone. Multiple people have those situations where they lose a best friend or they lose the group of people that they were hanging out with, you know, and that's really, really heavy stuff, especially when you think about like if you had like a senior trip or a senior project or senior prom, all of these major events in your
require
life
interaction
and
with.
They require you going with people, you know? So the only advice that I can really give and that I didn't really do myself, but I wish I did, is to be bold. And the word bold is my word of choice this year. And for some reason, Taryn can attest to this, this word keeps like coming up in my life. And it's so weird because she was there New Year's Eve in Hawaii.
Crying.
We were sitting on a beach.
Sand.
Crying our eyes out, talking about what we wanted this year to be like. And the truth is, like, I've always been shy and I think a lot and I don't really do a lot. Mm-hmm. And I wanted this year to be a year of being bold and just doing things that I wanted to do. So similar to the 21-year-old that you were talking about in your story, Taryn, I think that this girl needs to be super bold because it is your last year of high school.
Yeah.
So many memories come from that year, and I would so much rather you go out and talk to people that you don't know, put yourself in uncomfortable situations and go to the party even though you don't have a friend to go with, and go to the dance even though you don't have a date, and do all these things. Go sit with a random group of people because the truth is you're not going to see them again after this year, at least for me.
That's it, yeah.
You know, like, and I know some people do see friends from high school afterwards, but the truth is after high school, no one cares. Like, no one cares anymore. So I'd much rather you take a risk and go hang out and possibly make a new friend or possibly not make a new friend instead of not take the risk because this is your last year and I want you to enjoy it fully.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, you're about to go through a huge transition.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously you want to you want to be present. You want to be in. But senior year comes with a whole mess of emotions. You don't want to be there anymore. You're thinking about the future. A lot of people grow apart. I know junior year going into my senior year, that's when I started kind of separating from certain friends that I had had my whole life.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, friendships was something. I do have, like, a small group that it was, like, a solid thing. But when you start to get older, you start to realize how different you are from people.
Yeah.
And when you're younger, that's not really present because you're like, oh, we just have fun. We want to go play. We want to go whatever. And then you start to get older and you start to have the things that are important to you.
Yeah. You start thinking for yourself.
Yeah. So that's what I would suggest is start to like, well, first of all, anytime mental health is involved, I think you need to take a step back and just kind of reflect. Like,
yeah, oh, for sure.
And don't think of it as like, okay, I got to fix my whole year. I got to fix how I'm feeling. I need friends right away. Like, make some like tiny, tiny baby steps. Like Ash was saying, like maybe like you're like, okay, the goal for this week is like, I'm going to pack a lunch that makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear an outfit that makes me feel really good. And I am going to walk into the quad or where is that what they call them? So I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what mine was called.
So.
Called.
Yeah.
That's what mine was quad.
Quad.
Called. But I'm going to walk in and I'm going to sit next to someone that I've seen around or I know I have class with because chances are there are tons of other people that are feeling the exact same way as you are.
The exact same way. Yeah. You're not the only one.
No. So if you're not involved in something, that's something I would suggest too. Because then again, it just gives you that common ground with someone that you can be like, oh, you know, I have whatever, like this certain thing with these people. So when I'm walking and I see them, it gives me something to talk about.
Yeah.
But also find like what you need for your mental health. So if that means you need to get involved in other things, or you need to find a group of girls, or you know what I mean? Like whatever you feel like is going to help you in those areas, I think that's the most important.
Yeah.
But also just also give yourself a break, because
yeah,
it's like senior year was rough for me too. And I was involved in like everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
But I still had those days where I just felt totally alone and isolated because I felt like all my interactions were shallow. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and like you mentioned, I totally was like, I'm going to see all these people. Like,
yeah.
All these people. Like, we're going to be friends forever. Like, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Everyone thinks that.
Yes.
I remember my dad saying, like, my last year, he was like, enjoy this. You're yeah. not going to see them again. And I was like, what do you mean I'm not going to see
it's
them
so
again?
Dark.
It's because your whole world revolves around these yes. people for 4 years. You can't even imagine it. But literally, graduation day, I have seen one person.
One?
Yuka.
Oh, yeah.
Was my closest Yuka. Friend. And well, we weren't even that close in high school. We became super close out of high school. But I had a small group of friends that I have seen since then, but only once.
That's crazy.
I have never seen anyone else again. I've watched them online. Like we still like yeah, follow, yeah, each,
follow
other,
each other. And stuff.
But I've never seen them in person.
Yeah, I have a small handful. But I remember specifically like the morning after graduation. I remember waking up and just like in my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, like I am never gonna see them.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I wouldn't text them to be like, what's up? You know,
yeah.
Minus like the people who were my friends. But I will say, if this gives you hope, like some of my like best friends, soulmates, I didn't meet until after high school.
Same.
This girl right here.
Same. You're one of them.
I
Yuka
know.
Was one of them. And I was friends with her in high school.
Yeah.
But not close friends. We yeah. were more like acquaintances.
Yeah.
We didn't bond until like after high school. The,
yeah.
Literally the next semester.
Yeah.
Like our first year of college, that's when I became friends with her.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I never would have thought we would have been that close.
Yeah.
But I didn't even stem from high school, which is
no.
so weird.
Which is like, all this is not to say, like, we're not saying to not try, but it's like, there's hope. Like, there's.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, any time you look at anything with psychology, right? Like things that are making you, if you're feeling bad about yourself, if you're feeling bad about situations, like one of the number one ways you can change this, and it's so simple, but is self-talk. Like,
yeah,
honestly. And I remember like in some of my upper division psychology classes,
because okay.
I have a minor.
Okay.
Yeah, like, but like we would even study like something as big as like body dysmorphia, right?
Mm.
And we would, we had this guy come to our class that we talked to, and he like physically saw a different face than like what reality was, right?
That's
like he
insane.
Had a totally, I'm not gonna say the word normal.
Yeah.
He had a face that you would not think anything of. Like
average.
Looked like a handsome guy. But when he looked in the mirror, like he described himself as a monster. Like he was describing what he saw, and it was such a trip, like how much his mind had control over him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, and his number one therapy that he had to do when he went home is in the morning and at night, he had to stare at himself in the mirror and say things like, you are attractive, like you are valued, you are whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And in any type of thing, when you study different areas of, you know, mental areas that can be a disability or can be hard, like that's one of the main things, like how you talk to yourself.
That's insane.
And even when like you're not feeling it, is just to tell yourself, like you're walking through the hall and you're like, oh my gosh, like no one wants to talk to me, whatever, like just telling yourself like I am a valued person, like I have value, I'm a cool person, I'm beautiful, I'm
yeah.
important, I'm entertaining, I'm fun, you know? And
yeah.
even if you don't feel it, like you have to, like you have to encourage yourself. Like you can't, sometimes we're our own
worst critic.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one thing I would suggest too.
What's crazy is I feel like everyone does self-talk, but only for big things.
Yeah.
Like I do self-talk a lot more now, but in the past it was only for like job interviews or big school projects or if I was going on a date that I was nervous about or, you know, something like that. Or if I was performing in front of like a big group of people that I was nervous for, like I would talk to myself in the mirror. I'd be like, girl, you got this. I'd be in my car, be like, you're fine. You're going to do great. And I still do that today. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be a big deal for you to do it. If you can, and I would suggest that you do, and I would suggest that me and Taryn both do this, I would wake up every single day.
Yeah.
And as I'm getting ready, I would look myself in the mirror and be like, girl, slay your day. Like,
you remember who you are.
You are talented. Yes. You are courageous. You are brave. And you are fully capable of conquering your day. Yeah. You know? And that should be something that we all get in our heads as a daily habit.
Homework assignment for you, anonymous.
on your senior year.
Yes. You need to, as soon as you hear this, whenever it is, you need to watch. There's like, she's like, I don't even know. This was me.
She's like, oh.
Or is she, it could be a he too.
It could be a he. We don't know, anonymous.
You need to sit and get out a blank paper. Put on music that makes you feel good, have your atmosphere be good, and you need to write down five things that you value about yourself. Just five. And it can be simple. It can be like, I like my hair, but there should be some other things in there too. Like, I'm a kind person, I'm whatever. If you really are struggling to find that five, go to someone you love and care for and have them help you make that list. And then I would just like, dedicate like even like 2 weeks to like every day you read that list over and you read it over and over and over and then you go and you conquer your day. And like you can do this. This is a simple thing.
I'm going to do that.
We're all going to do it.
I love that. I would take that. I would make copies of it. I'd put it on your mirror. I'd put it in your car. I'd put it in like your notebook, your school book, whatever. Like I would put it everywhere so that it is so clear and stuck in your head that you are those qualities.
Totally.
Dang.
Girl, you got this. Or boy, you got this. I don't know why I got so much more like hood when I talk anything, to a boy.
But anonymous, we love you.
Yes, we love you.
And we hope the best for you. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you really do enjoy your very last year of high school. It's such a great time to be alive. And hopefully you can get past this and just
and
really
comes college,
love it.
Where you can make a ton of mistakes.
Yeah, it's not over.
And then try to figure out what you want to do and change your mind.
You know what?
Four
just
times.
Like, we'll just put a pin in this and you email us again next year when you go into college and you let us know how that's going. Yeah. And we'll just keep this whole conversation going. That would be fantastic. Anyways, thank you, Anonymous. We appreciate your email. And that was my story that I brought for you today.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was deep. I feel like I got really passionate about that one. Yeah. I felt like you got really passionate about that one.
It's nice when I can use my degree.
Keeps coming back to her minor in psychology. And it's,
you know,
kills
what?
Me every
okay,
single time.
Honestly, though, like that was my path. Like that was what I was going to do. And I was in all these upper division classes. And then one of my professors ruined it for me.
No.
Like I took a strengths test. We had to take like a super heavy duty.
I think everyone
and then
has
we
to
had
that.
To meet with the department head and talk to them about how those strengths reflect in our job.
Uh-huh.
And he sat me down. I will literally never forget. He looked at me and he said, if you choose to go down this field, you will be the absolute best in it, but it will completely destroy you. And I remember sitting there and I was like, come again?
Destroy
Wait,
me
what?
How? Are we talking painful
said,
or are we talking
no,
like?
No, he said that he... Because of my strengths, because of my high empathy, my high,
You're
like, all these
compassionate.
Things, he said that I would experience burnout and I wouldn't be able to, like, leave a session and, like, go on with normal life. Like, it would carry on into my
also,
life.
Also, with, like, we mentioned your mama bear personality, I feel like you would, like, your client, whatever they're going through, like, you would take on that emotion that they're dealing with and you have to keep it separate.
Yeah. So, I was rough. I was like, ooh, I don't know. I got nervous. And then honestly, like, just different life opportunities happened, so I went a different way. But this is still, like, totally, like, a passion of mine. So, anyways.
Well, we all appreciate that.
Thanks.
I feel like we're all benefiting from it.
Oh, okay.
In multiple ways. So, that's all we have for you guys today.
Sweet.
Thank you so much for listening and for sending in your stories to our two stories that we read today.
Yes. Make sure. I'm going to try.
Yeah. Oh, go for it. Do it.
Make sure you guys rate, review, subscribe, and share. And I mean share it with everyone.
Everybody.
We want to take over the world.
We do, slowly but surely.
So post about it. send us stuff, tell people about it. If we're talking about something and you're like, oh my gosh, my friend was just talking about mental health, then be like, hey, here's this podcast.
Yeah.
Ashley also does that all the time to people.
I do.
She's like, oh, your car broke down? There's this podcast.
There's a podcast for that. Let me send it to you. I don't want you guys to feel pressured about this in any way, but if we do answer one of your emails and you found it helpful, I would love if you let us know.
Oh, that'd be cool.
If you want to be anonymous, like, you do not have to do that in any way. But if you give us your name and or you realize that we are giving you advice on your email, I would love I would love for you to let us know. Like,
unless we ruined your life.
Unless maybe keep that to yourself. Don't tell
me, like I just said, it'll completely destroy me.
Go ahead and do that. That would mean the world to us. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Have a happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
Bye.